Taliban talks canceled.
The reason goes deeper than the president's tweet.
Search near crippled cargo ship.
To see it on its side, it was just so big.
Political movement.
Elizabeth Warren is on the rise.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. The Taliban is making new threats against Americans after President Trump revealed secret peace talks set for Camp David were scrapped. CBS's Charlie Daggett is in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul.
Talks between the U.S. and the Taliban seemed on the verge of a breakthrough until it all fell apart. President Trump tweeting that he called off peace negotiations in the wake of last week's Taliban attack that killed a U.S. service member and at least 11 others, which caught President Ghani's government here on the back foot.
Are peace talks continuing?
We don't think so at this stage.
The president's decision to host the Taliban on the eve of the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks has angered members of his own party.
CBS's Margaret Brennan on why things broke down.
A senior administration official I spoke with told me it did become apparent that the Taliban negotiators at the table did not have full command and control of the fighters on the ground who carried out that attack. In addition, key details of the agreement were still unfinished. The Taliban still has ties to al-Qaeda, according to U.S. intelligence.
Well, now to the southern coast of Georgia, where people can easily see a huge cargo ship after it flipped on its side and caught fire.
Pretty unusual to see a ship of this size to be sitting on its side out here at St. Simon's Sound.
Well, CBS's Meg Oliver says four people are still missing.
Rescuers evacuated 20 of the 24 crew members before a fire made the mission too dangerous.
As smoke and flames began to appear, the situation was too risky to further go inside the vessel.
Coast Guard officials say the rescue mission can only resume once they determine the ship is stable.
It is a complex situation, so you know, we're looking not just for the safety of to be able to rescue the people that are on board, but also to be able to provide safety for our crews.
As Congress returns from summer vacation today, the top Democrats have written President Trump calling for urgent personal intervention on gun violence. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer say he has a historic opportunity to save lives. Political analyst Leonard Steinhorn says it all comes amid calls for action on a bill to strengthen background checks on gun purchases.
The president is stuck between the rhetoric after all of these horrible shootings about doing something on guns and wanting to appeal to his base, not alienate them, not anger them. Mitch McConnell is waiting on the president. And if he continues to wait on the president, nothing's going to get done.
Well, Democrats in the House will be making moves to push ahead with impeachment hearings. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The House Judiciary Committee this week is expected to vote to formalize its impeachment inquiry. Rules would govern the questioning of witnesses by committee counsel and give the president's lawyers the ability to participate in the process. Democrats say they're interested in prosecuting a case for the president's removal on at least three grounds: that he obstructed the Russia investigation, made illegal hush payments to women before the election, and has used his office for profit. Formalizing an impeachment inquiry could bolster Democrats' efforts to obtain testimony and information blocked or slow-walked by the administration. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and her colleagues in leadership remain skeptical that this is what the public wants. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
In the Democratic race, a CBS News tracking poll in 18 states gives Elizabeth Warren a one-point lead over Joe Biden. Our surveys director Anthony Salvato says Warren's surge is coming at the expense of other candidates farther down the list.
This is a story of Elizabeth Warren rising, not necessarily Joe Biden falling. He is about where he has been. But her support and that boost she's getting is as a result of other candidates, now former supporters, moving to Elizabeth Warren.
As more states cancel Republican primaries, a third candidate has surfaced to challenge President Trump, former South Carolina governor and Congressman Mark Sanford.
We're headed toward the most predictable financial crisis in the history of our country, and we've never been as financially vulnerable, save for the start of our republic, the Civil War, and World War II.
Well, Joe Walsh and William Weld are also in the race. President Trump tweeted today that they are the Three Stooges. The death toll after Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas stands at 44. CBS's Errol Barnett says many survivors are in dire straits.
The UN estimates 70,000 people are in need of food, but I can tell you that there is mass confusion. And we have been hearing so many unnerving stories, whether it's the woman who watched her grandchildren wash out to sea, or the man who held onto a tree for dear life for 2 days as Dorian stalled. Now, U.S. groups are here helping because the government is unable to manage this crisis alone. And it reminded everyone once again this weekend that the death toll is expected to increase significantly because so many people are unaccounted for.
Military officials insist service members did nothing wrong by staying at a Trump resort in Scotland, miles out of their way while en route to Kuwait. CBS's Cammy McCormick at the Pentagon.
An Air Force statement says the stopover was not unusual, but it also says while U.S. service members may lodge at higher-end accommodations within government rates, it's not always advisable and could create perceptions that the military is misusing taxpayer money. The Air Force did launch a review into this case and is still looking over trip records, but has found no wrongdoing.
Well, the pilots at a major airline are on strike. Live to London and CBS's Vicky Barker.
British Airways is telling passengers don't even bother coming to the airport for the next 2 days. It's trying to reschedule some people, rebook others on other airlines. The pilots have turned down an 11.5% pay raise, saying it doesn't make up for the pay cuts they took when times were lean. They shared the pain then, they say, so they're demanding a cut of BA's booming profits now. Steve?
It took a grueling 4 hours, 50 minutes to settle the men's championship at the U.S. Open. Rafael Nadal held off Daniil Medvedev in a 5-set struggle on ESPN.
Have been one of the most emotional nights in my tennis career. All of you guys have been just amazing.
It's Nadal's 19th major title. A child who did something original and got teased is now having the last laugh, as we hear from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
A fourth grader in Altamonte Springs, Florida, didn't own any real college merchandise to wear for College Colors Day, so he proudly pinned a paper UT to his own orange shirt, paying tribute to his favorite sports team, the University of Tennessee. After classmates teased him mercilessly, his teacher bought him an official team shirt and asked for ideas online about how to make it more special. The university found out and created an official tee with the boy's design. The response so overwhelming it crashed the school's online store. Proceeds will be donated to an anti-bullying foundation. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
In the NFL's first Sunday action in its 100th season, 3 players in different games were ejected. One threw a punch, another delivered a kick to the head, and the other was about head-to-head contact. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.